Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Howie is lads, and welcome back to the second episode of a brand new podcast, That's What I Heard, with me, Carly Mahady, and him,
Sean Fix.
Thank you so much for such a wonderful reaction last week. We're fully guessing how he's reacted, lads, because this is pre-recorded. So if he's reacted shy, I'll be devastated. So will you just listen to it? Because we need a good reaction.
And it's going to all be getting brought into it, hopefully, in a week or two. We'll have a little question box in so you can get all involved. However, as of now, we're just in a little religion room doing us until we get the show rolling.
Thank you so much for saving me. Oh my God,
so welcome.
The sweat's tumping on me. But anyway, how are you getting on now since last week? Because I'm you last week right now.
No, lads, last week we had a bit of a gag fest. No, not the right warm like gag, because I was nearly going because I nearly got sick. The intro went in and Carly was like, yeah, and Sean Fibbs. So she just said everything and I was like, okay. But yeah, no.
I really thought
good.
You were wrapping her up there and down
no,
the face.
No, but first
I need
to me for going back.
No, you absolutely talked yourself down out of a panic attack.
No, but yeah, no. All good. Ready to rock with this one. How about your baby? How have you been out of past week? Because I actually haven't seen it in a week.
Very tired.
How dramatic are we? How dramatic is our week? Come on.
I'm just very tired, Sean. Oh,
that Jimondo has you been through.
It's all just walking now. It's all just walking now. Now I went to the spa today, Sean, to rejuvenate myself.
What spa was it?
It was the Powers Court.
Much
you
with
money now. That was actually a present from my brother from 3 years ago. He'd want to hear me ma ringing them. And what about COVID? She's like, yeah, I will be there.
Why was it expired? Like, gone?
No, like she rang them and they were like, that was supposed to be us. My ma was like, what, when the country was shut down? No, I'll see you at 2 o'clock on Tuesday.
Ma, her little boy, so she's speaking on the phone with her.
No, she, hello. I says, oh, no, please. But no, we went out today and had a ball. Now, come here to
I can see it.
The menu changed from the last time we were there.
Sorry, I'm going to talk about it. Oily hair, but come on.
Oh. I was going to get to that, but I was just going to tell you. So the lunch we had the last time was massive. It was like a little wrap and a soup and all the whole lot.
Sean, O'Brien's.
They came out with crumpets and trumpets and all the whole lot this time. I said, what in Christ's name is that? I was, you know me, I want the ham and cheese sandwich. I'm not looking for that posh. Oh, Sean. So it's a macaroon and then we have
macaroons are the fucking chows off you.
Oh.
No, they'll only start eating sand, like choking.
Oh, Sean, I didn't like it.
Like quicksand.
What was the taste off a coconut? I don't like a coconut. No. Oh, no.
I love a bounty bar.
Yeah. No, criminal.
No, but like the odd time, like I'd eat the bounties out, like the little selection box things.
Pedophiles eat bounties, and I did say that, and I'm not taking it back either. I'm not taking it back.
They don't stop.
No, they do sparkling water and bounty bars.
I love sparkling water after night, but like ice cold with like a blackcurrant. That's
you're
lovely.
Dirty.
It's really lovely,
dirty
lovely
animal.
Now.
Right, stop now. So anyway, I went in and I got a big hour long massage all over the body. Now come here to me, she massaged all my thoughts and all in my head. She said to me, do you want a head massage? And here's me going, yeah, that's got 2 litres of oil she's had to put in me here. Slick back baldy sitting here. No. That was so bad.
You're like Kim Kardashian's born at the Met Gala.
I am. She's had to tie in all my tots up into the pony and all. I'm snapping.
Put it in a bag.
No, Sean, very, very bad. And you know what? Bless, we haven't got video today. Anyway, back to my massage. We're very off. We just keep on flying off. Do you know what? I was thinking through the whole thing. I was like, wouldn't this be great if this was a big, buff, lovely man rubbing me? No, that'd be absolutely wonderful. Because I'm telling you now.
I don't think it would have been, because you're very like, bruised like a peach, and you'd just be looking to win.
Sean, do you know
something?
I forgot that I'm actually so tiddly, and the woman started rubbing me back, and I was like, bounce, bounce, tigger on the bed. Oh, my nerves, I'm at the frighten of myself and all. I was hopping off the walls like a ping pong ball, and I'm trying not to let her know. Like, and every time she touched a certain part of my spine, I was buzzing. Like, it was very, very nerve wracking. Now, and the next time I go back, I'm going to have to ask him just to concentrate on somewhere else. Because,
3 years' time.
Yeah. When someone else buys it from me, because I won't pay for it. But what was I going to say to you, love? What did we agree on today, actually?
Oh, well, my week was Grant. So Carly got that out there. No, that's fine. It's always about Carly. It's all, literally the iCarly show.
It is, it is.
And I'm what's his face behind the camera.
So listen, how did you get on this week?
So went to a very, very fancy restaurant for some food, which actually gave me food poisoning. And I rang them and I was like, no, lads, I'm poor. Like, you need to compensate me back for that meal. And they're like, do you like food poisoning? Like, I don't understand what you mean. And then they pulled up the booking and they were like, yeah, so your friend's sick? I was like, no, I'm telling you, I'm sick. I was like, it's not 1904. A vomit bug doesn't exist for me. I was like, I haven't had one in about fucking 20 years anyway. And the manager rang me then a day later. I had to ring him back. He was like, yeah, yeah. I was like, I literally just want the bill refunded. And I want 2 days sick pay. I don't give a fuck. My job doesn't give me sick pay.
And
so
who
give
told
it back
you to get the sick pay off them?
What?
Who told you to get the sick pay off them?
Who?
Who told you? When you rang them?
Oh, no.
Mama P told you.
Oh, 110%. But come here. Then he was just like, okay, so we can compensate you. I was like, brilliant. I was like, I'll literally send you my paycheck. You can break down what it is by the hour. Just so many hours of work. And he was like, by bringing you back in and having a 3-course meal and a nice wine. I said, no. This I was like, no, I'm never going to set foot back into a restaurant. And he was like, oh, why not? I was like, no, fuck off. Right. Anywho. Then I rang him yesterday in the Heights. I was like, I'll give him the weekend. Put it up on Instagram. I had about 15 replies saying, no, I got food poisoning from that and was in a jock for a day or two.
I was going to say that to you.
Gets better. He goes to me, I might need a steel sample off you. I said, excuse
what?
Me? He wants to go fishing like Nemo in me Tyler Post since last Thursday morning and get the diarrhea in a packet and send it in to him so he can send that off to an outsourced company. And I was like, from last week, he's like, yes, correct. I was like, why? He's like, are you listening to what you're saying?
You're getting punked.
No,
I'm
punked.
I'm telling you now. That
still
can't
hasn't,
be
still hasn't got back to me. I will get my general manager. I was like, get him. Still hasn't got back to me, sport. I'm going to call him tomorrow.
Do you think I wouldn't shite in a pot and send it in? Because I would.
No, literally. No, what? Shite in the bucket. No, literally, like, it's going to cost you more to send it off to a specialist. That's not going
to
get anything.
They're just trying to give you the runaround so you don't get on to them.
No, I will. And I'll absolutely go online as well.
So, lads, and that'd be a funny rant. If you're listening to this, that man's not dropping it. So, you're better off just compensating the man.
Just give me back my money. It's not. It's only a couple of hundred, like.
Oh, a couple of big
the bill
daddy
was 250.
Bucks. You'd ought to bring me for dinner sometime 250.
So, yeah, that's really it. I know, and then my car's on fire as well. It keeps flashing and people are telling me to put water into it and it's smelling like smoke. But other than that, we'll just leave it. And I may be possibly driving around in a clown car shagging wagon.
I'm going to
be on the bike like Ian, our producer, who's like Mary Poppins on his bike.
Madeline. Oh, Sean, no, I'm very not well now with the heat in here.
No, lads, where we're recording is like a religion room from school. No, well, our one that we used to have, she used to just send us out when we smell like drink.
Friends.
Yeah,
all
that's
around
very warm.
You. One of them?
Yeah.
It is.
But we had like Mary and all up in the like window, like from the church, and all of it was awful.
Spooky.
And she was like, "You." I was like, "I'm gay, miss. There's no point in me being here."
I
was like, "I'm going to absolutely burden every single person in here. They're going to hear the wee wah on the way."
Come here. So, one thing that I've seen coming up an awful lot.
Is this the Instagram thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Twitter this week, and
I love a Twitter.
I love there does be slaughter on it, and it's not like Instagram. Like, it's not like people pissing the window because they're getting a bit of death. Like, it goes down on Twitter, right? And an awful lot of what's coming up this week is liking pictures when you're in a relationship, right? So let me ask you, what is your stance off the bat? You're in a relationship, right? Your fella is after. Now this is not liking a friend's photo, a mutual friend's photo, or someone you grew up with's photo.
Right.
That doesn't count.
So I just, that's going to count.
You're out there seeing someone with a little hooting and you out on your news feed, right? And you're in a full relationship and you're out there giving them a little double tap, right? Your partner says to you,
so
what
am
you?
I bi and a girl relationship or bi and bi?
It does, this goes for all relationships, right? So you're out there seeing a lovely young man.
Yeah, well, you're out to cut me out already. So as I was going to say, it's just like me and you were together and we already have mutual friends kind of thing. Like, that's different because you can cancel that out. Do you get me? Like, would you not think, or would you still be going skeety?
No, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't count for mutual friends.
For mutual friends, it doesn't count.
Someone you grew up with. It's not about someone that you've been close friends with for years. That doesn't count. Yeah, no, you know what I'm saying?
No. Then again, it depends, because it just depends on how insecure the other person is. Why would you, like, what's the big deal? Like, if you have full faith, like, and trust in the relationship, would you not be like, meh, whatever?
Right, cancel all this out. Can I ask you, if you are in a relationship,
right,
with a person, yeah, you trust them,
I
brilliant.
I love that. If anyone's listening, I really want to get broken several times a night, please.
So if you are in a committed relationship, you are happy out, you trusted the person, right, you are confident that they loved you and all the whole lot, but you went onto your news feed, I'd say you went rooting one day and found this gorgeous person's page and you just happen to come across a picture of them and your fella's name is the first person underneath it that liked it. You know your fella doesn't know this young fella. You know your fella has never crossed this person, would have no mutual nothings with this person. Tell me, how would you feel then if you seen him liking that photo? Now, bear in mind, this is a stranger. Why does he need to let that person know that he liked that photo other than to let them know that he's interested? How do you feel?
Right, so I feel if they were in Dublin, I'd be like, oh, Naomi Pipe, and then I'd be like, oh.
No, Sean, I'm not talking about if you liked a picture of fucking...
No, I just mean if this person was in Dublin, but like if they were like in bleeding LA or something, I'd be like, oh, whatever. Like, I don't think it bothered me because...
Would it trigger something in you to go, and what if this person...
No, I have Mama P. You're a part of me and Mama P, and then you're going to lose that, so off you pop.
But I'm saying, would that not make you question, oh, well, why are you showing attention to that person if you're in a committed relationship with me and apparently I'm what you're into? Like, why have you liked that stranger's photo? Like, what was the process behind that?
Yeah, no, I have never been in a relationship to actually be in that situation. So can I ask you, Carly? Because you've been in many.
So my whole stance on the whole thing is, if you are in a relationship with somebody, yeah, like, and I mean in a relationship, I don't mean seeing someone, because it's all very scatty in that right. sense, you know what I'm saying,
like in a deep,
you're in a
intimate,
ooh, you're up to your neck in it, right, and your fella, say you're after coming across this woman and you've seen her on your For You page on Instagram, he goes, oh, her dress is massive, and you're after going onto her page, right, you know fine well you don't know this bitch, you know fine well your fella doesn't know this bitch, you click onto the picture of her and he's forced underneath it. Why are you here, sir? Can you return to your assigned seat? Why are you here? For what reason would you go and like that girl's picture? Are you trying to let her know you're interested in her? Oh, I just liked it by accident, like.
Yeah, no, realistically, it's like, you know, a like on Instagram reminds me of Facebook when you used to poke someone.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Now, don't get me wrong. Again, if it's someone you're friendly with, your mutual friends with, and you're like, they have an achievement.
That's different.
They
do something cool. That's what I meant. But you call that out. So I was like, I'm bollocks. I don't know what to say now.
Do you get me?
But like, yeah, no, a like to me is like a poke. Or like a reaction on a story is like, it's like another poke off Facebook.
You're like, if you're a boy that I'm not a friend with and I like your picture, I'm probably...
I want to have a baby, my ovaries are tingling.
Well, maybe not to that extremity, but you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I don't be on to anyone. Yeah. But if you are a strange boy that I have never crossed and I'm liking your pictures, like, I'm more than likely showing a bit of interest in you. So why... It just doesn't make sense. Why?
No, do you know what I'm picturing? When she said she's on a strange boy's thing, I'm only sure going on. Remember that thing? I wasn't gay back then, by the way. My cousin just passed Stardoll, was it? He used to be able to cut people in. Now I'm instantly picturing a boy that I love and I'm putting Snickers on him. And I'm putting other clothes that I love. I'm like, what would he be like in an army suit? I'm like, oh. No.
Oh, no. The Snickers thing doesn't really do it for me.
No, well, it does for me.
And again,
that man in Tesco, you had like a rip on your hand. Lovely boy on the floor fixing the machine. Very nice man. Handy man to have around the house. He was a lovely man.
He had RIP on his hand. Not fucking rip, Sean. It didn't mean rip your hip. It meant RIP. Someone died belonging to him, for fuck's sake.
I just see you rip and I'm like, break my fucking hip. So come here now. Come on, I know what you want to speak about. Spooky people.
Spookstuggles.
No, you've had many of them. I've had the same person 3 times.
Do you know what?
Had them 3 times, I have.
The 3 times there now. I have never visited a spooky person up until the... oh no, that's a lie.
I've actually never visited either.
Last year.
It's over WhatsApp, so enjoy that, lads.
No, last year I spoke to a girl at the start of last year, and then towards Christmas last year, had a few encounters myself there now. But it's just mad, isn't it? Like,
isn't
you
it
were
mental?
Saying to me, like, do you truly believe in it, Sean? Or do you think there's a little science behind it?
No, I think some people are like Scooby-Doo Island and like the Voodoo Man and all that jazz, and it's all fake.
Do you have an aunt? Auntie, call Dan.
No,
Mary. Yeah, that one. That one.
No, but like my one, like I was inconsolable after the first one. And I didn't even know that me dad's ma was like started with an M. And then she basically got the name at the end of it. And she was like, Mags, aka Margaret. And then I went home and I was like, who the fuck is Margaret? And my man was like,
did you go to the same person twice, Sean? Sorry.
Three times. Yeah.
Fiona.
Fifi.
Three
Fiona
times.
Fiona Fairy Lads. Now she's booked up till 2024. I had to book in literally every single time. She's like, do you want to book the next one? I was like, go for it. And she was just telling me like all about like she, what was it she was saying? She's just a very strong head of, like you, not the way you just say it how it is and there's no fucking messing with
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
That's the way she is compared to like, and then she was bringing up me ma's like da. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is so weird. I didn't ask for anyone to come through, but they were coming through.
Yeah.
And then I was just went home and I was like, who the fuck is Margaret? I was like, she's fucking weapon. And then my mom was like, yeah, that's my. I was like, what? I was like, her name is Margaret. And my dad was like, he doesn't believe in all that, but then he had to walk outside. But everything she told me and all, she was telling me from my first heartbreak that he was married and that I confronted him and I was like, no, I basically am in love with you. Like, and he was just like, you can go get fucked because I'm clearly married. I'm not going to do nothing for you. Married to a man, by the way, which we got into last time, I think.
We have to dissect that one day, but they know.
Yeah. Anywho, then she was telling me about someone else that was there.
Right.
Santa by Twinkle Toes, Twinkle Toes. Yeah, no, you know. And then she was like, everything is great. The both of you are the same person. The both of you could leave each other's friend group. Like, if just say I was out and he went home, I could stay out with his friends.
Yeah, of course.
She was like, everything goes great. She's like, I don't know what it is. He's kind of more on you. And then after that, I was more on him. Kind of just, you know yourself. And then he was just like, no. She read him. She was like, he's what we call like pretty boy A. And then we'll call John B or something. But she like brought up the other one. Then she brought up him.
Sean.
And then I was just like, oh my God, just everything. I was just like, this is just mental. She just knew everything and everything that came true. And then she was saying about Instagram, that's going to blow up. And then about everything, how like...
she was able to call everything. This out.
Remember she called this out then as well?
Yeah,
she's like, all I can see is you was just laughing, just howling your heads off, having a ball, just laughing.
Very true.
It's what you do all the time anyway. And she was like, I see a female presence. And I never told her. She was like, are you doing a photo shoot soon? And this is what we're doing for this.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm literally going tomorrow. And she's like, I just see a female presence. And she was like, it's just a fiery. I was like, yeah, because she's ginger. Go on, Fiona, keep slagging her. But like everything, it's just honestly, it's fucking spooky. Literally, there are spooky
insane
witches.
Do you know what my spooky lady said to me? Do you know what she said to me the other day? No, I went out about a month ago. Do you know what she said to me? Look me square in the face. And she goes, Carly, you need a hole. I said, ah, what? She genuinely looked me square in the face and said, you need a good right.
Is it a lie?
I haven't hugged a man in over a year.
Is this, get into it, because you're going to go up about above, aren't you?
What?
Remember she told you about...
This is where I'm going, right? This is where I got. Mine was spicy. Yours was all, did you know, the bland stuff. Your nanny loves you. Sorry, I know that's great. No, I'm happy for you. Listen, my nanny loves me as well.
Go on, make it about you now for a few seconds.
I'm going to have to. So, anyway, I went to this woman and she was saying to me, Carly, you have a big fuck off wall up around you. She was like, you're going to have to stop. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. And she was
mine
like,
was the same.
Carly, she was like, you have to start trusting people and you have to let people in. There's a man, apparently there's a man waiting on me. He may keep on waiting. Don't be waiting on me because I won't be letting nobody in. But apparently there's somebody around me that has been around me. I want to look at me.
There's a few of them. I knew you'd be saying it and you're like, oh no.
Yeah, no, like not my type, but she was like, maybe I should stop going for my type.
Maybe.
She was like, no, Carly, this person like isn't like the usual person you go for, but listen, and I tell you, you have to give it a chance. So, and anyway, she says, did someone pass over belonging to you that like you are like seeing? And I was like, no. And she was like, no, I think they did. And I was like, no, what makes you say that? She was like, such a person is here. And I was like, yeah. He said you're still a little riot. How can you pass over to the ghost world and still make a show of me while you are dead? I'll be fucking shakabuka on the life out of me, making a tick out of me in front of the medium lady, making me go pink. I said, how is somebody from the death actually making me go pink? Someone from the grave is haunting me and making me go pink in the middle of a reading. I was like, lad, I don't know what you're talking about.
Before she even tries to, no, I'm going to gaslight you that bit more, because then she goes to me, that's me sort. She was like, I'm grand. I'm going to get a good ride when I get up there now.
And when I get to the pearly gates, I'll be like, where's my man? Other stuff that she told me was very accurate and like very heartfelt stuff. And like me ma's partner my ma's partner didn't go to it. My ma went to it and she was able to tell me ma loads of stuff about our partner's parents that passed away a couple of weeks in between each other, but stuff that nobody would have ever known.
So fucking
only
weird.
Stephen and his parents.
And no one definitely wouldn't have known about me before his heartbreak either. What the fuck?
Do you get me? And I wouldn't mind, like, fair enough about us on social media if you want to go rooting, you're not going to find out about like an awful lot of the stuff that I was told. But where are you going to find stuff about me ma? Right, first of all, me ma's partner and his parents. I'm sorry, there's just no way.
Or me driving home listening to Whitney Houston crying and snot all down my face.
But I definitely believe in all of it. And people, I just think people, you're going to be skeptical. Do you know what I'm saying? But I do think an awful lot in this life, like, there's, you can communicate with spirits if you have it in you, an awful lot with energies and stuff. Like, I do think it's all very real. Do you not?
No, I do. My granddad got fucked out, like, his photo that me lads, my dad's backyard, and if you don't know it, get to know it. It's like Dice's backyard but full of grass, and there's just a lot going on. It's like Benidorm and Dice is all in one kind of thing. But my granddad was put outside, obviously he's passed away, but like, he loves the garden, so that's why my mum has him outside watching the roses grow, because my nanny always does the roses, you know all this, right? Anywho, my dad took him off when he was moving things around, put him inside, but when I was sitting there in the little man cave the other night, got flung off the wall alongside, you know, them little perfume things that you used to have in like the Marble Arch or some pub, you'd put 50 cents on it and spritz it. One of them, he was on top of that. Flung off the wall, and my mum was like, I was fucking looking for him everywhere, only said a chada. And it was like, it was so
letting
weird.
It be now.
But it's just, no, it's just so weird.
Crazy.
Honestly.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
An ideal situation from when we are in Amsterdam. Well, not so ideal.
You talk about your Amsterdam story and then I'll just have my little bit.
No, you're right. So we are going to Amsterdam. Now, a few of the cousins that I was with had a few, just like a bit nervous. Now, this one isn't so nervous. Now, the other one would absolutely collapse and faint, which is what happened. So we were on the flight over on Ryanair and the plane was overheating and some fella in front was like, I'm just going to go to the toilet. And he just fell on the floor. And your one was like, I think that's me fella. I was like, well, who the fuck else is that? And he's like on the floor. Your one steps over him, the little trolley dolly steps over him, leaves him there, goes on to the mic, and I thought she's going to be like, hey, can we get like supervisor on the plane to start doing, hello, can you hear me stand clear? And then Laura was like, oh, bollocks, I can't look at that. So she's getting more panicky
nervous,
then.
Nervous, yeah.
So your one goes on the mic. She's like, hello, hello. She's like, so, she's like, busy flight. She's like, quite warm, blah, blah, blah. The plane was overheating. The plane was overheating. I said, no, we're going down. Has anyone got change of a 50 euro note? I'd kindly, the man's claps on the floor and everyone's like, what the fuck? And I was just, I'm listening to SoundCloud. The SoundCloud was hopping. I was like, I'm getting off this flight now in a few and we're going to be hopping around getting sound. Then Laura jumps up, collapses on top of him, basically.
Stop.
She's in
she
the
got
toilet.
Jealous.
They're like, we've no fizzy drinks to give you. And she's like, what? She's like, I don't know. Like, what will we give you? And we're like, well, you work here. She's like, I'm just looking for a change. And we're like, no, what's happening? So anywho, this is a whole dramatic scene. She got water and sugar. Anywho, made it to the end. Then we are out, went about our day, got stoned. Now, when I mean, we weren't supposed to eat a fucking space cake in a hole, but it's like a Madeira cake. It's supposed to be on Fork Wars.
Sean, so, you do realise, like, you're supposed to have, like, a nibble of that, and nibble, then every hour, like...
I was like a fucking hamster, like a greedy fat hamster that just puts everything inside his fucking gobble, and he's like, fuck you, you're not getting this back. So Sarah had a force, and he was like, me and Laura went down, we're like, right, we'll go down and get him. And he was like, this is your first time here, clearly we look like tourists. And we're like, yeah. And he's like, right, grand. He's like, on the back of it, a quarter, another quarter in a few hours, and then save the other half or whatever. Went back up, Sarah being the fat fuck she is, had a milkshake and the whole thing gone. And I was like, oh, did you all share that out? She's like, no, that's a bleep massive. She's like, my Madeira cake from Super Queen. She's like, I have that in one. So I was like, bollocks, we can't leave her. I was like, we're just going to have to be stoned alone. We're just walking around.
We're just going to have to, yeah, watch her.
We were in this mad shop that had everything, like Chinese ornaments, everything, American food. And then Kira was, I don't think she was out. She just started singing in the middle of lead in February. What a hippopotamus for Christmas. But that triggered it. So we started screaming, but it's like our headsets that we have on, you know, like we can't.
You can hear your inner in your head. Like.
But we were. Like, we woke the babies up from the back. The ma came out, she was only short of clatter, and was like, and she was just like going 90. I was like, no, she's going to clatter the head off us. So I was like, no, fuck this. Went home about our day, nearly died from laughing. Got ready to go back out, lads. I know this is still me telling you about Amsterdam, but it's fucking very dramatic. The night before we flew out, I watched Taken. So get off away.
Get yourself into Yuma.
It's like you're walking down O'Connell Street, but obviously you can fall into the canal. That's the way it is. So we're getting out at the...
You're a fully grown man. You're worrying about falling into canals.
No, I said it's like walking down O'Connell Street, but there's a canal there, not shops. Do you get me? So there we are. Me and Laura were linking and we look like a couple. Clearly I'm gay, but people are like, does he know? Or does she not know his girl? Our fella's gay, one. But walking down and some fella bumped off me and I was like, no, you're grand. But I obviously had my fucking watch on, which was a Rolex, aka Folex, because I fucking have €4 on my bank. And just a very good copy. I was like, right, good, looks great. Put that on me. And he grabbed me wrist and he was like, Rolex original. So Sarah is like a little rocky boxer. And I was like, no, she'll knock you out. I was like, and our inner thought was still there. That's how strong we were still.
Yeah.
So we were like,
help me. Like me in the middle of Dame Street.
Literally, like your one from Pitch Perfect. I need to put in the wheel. That's what we're like in the middle of Amsterdam. So I was like, no, fuck this. So he started pushing me aside and I was like, there's a door. I was like, no, taken. I was like, a picture was taken. And all these men came out of nowhere and then he had a knife. I was like, nah, fuck this.
Oh,
so I got police, shanked. I was like, take my phone, take my money. I was like, take everything. And I was like, that's fake. And he was like, give me it now. Took it and off he popped. There was guards everywhere. Sorry, police there over there. And
police, in the Netherlands,
in the Netherlands, police, you with an A, you know yourself. But
very cultured there.
Now come here. Dirty war. They seen him, walked away. And then there was security over, like, at the little casino thing. Seen him, walked away. Hundreds and hundreds of people walking past the street. Seeing this, not one person helped.
Sean, I'd love to tell you I'd get involved in the knockover in the Netherlands. I'm sorry, they're built different. I'm not helping nobody. And see the guard, they're not going to open them out because they're getting thrown bags of sniff all the time to keep them out. So what do you think? Like?
Okay, mate, so that's that. Got fleeced in Amsterdam and have not got stoned since that day because I've been traumatised. And on to you, Carly. How was your trip in Amsterdam?
It's just a whole different world for many different reasons.
You're floating on the water, the house is no.
It's absolutely insane.
It's like Cat in the Hat.
Did you go to that sex show?
Not the sex show, like Sicky Vicky. Is that what it's like?
No.
So
did you see the big huge emporium?
I got robbed.
In
the actual, the little like a sex museum thing?
No. The sex show.
No.
There's a big huge pink elephant on the canal. It's a big like building. We're a big pink elephant. This is why I need video. We're a big pink elephant on the outside of it, right? And it's, what was it? It was a one I think I didn't watch it, I think it was. But you get a big dick lolly when you go in. It's lovely. Mm. Yeah, nice and tasty. Mm. So you go inside, right? And it's like, it'd be like a small cinema, right?
Cinema.
Yeah, it'd be like a small cinema, right? And like you can sit in the front rows, obviously. And then there's a kind of upstairs tier. Oh, I'm raging. There's no video on because I'm doing all the action.
You're like something on the side of a stage.
So anyway, I went with one of my exes, right? And with that, I says, oh, this is all, like, it's not as dramatic as what I thought it was going to be. There was a bit of heavy petting and all the whole lot, you know, like, there was women doing the pole dancing. And
so it's not as bad as Benidorm with Sticky Vicky going around the hoverboard flinging elephants over.
You didn't let me.
Oh, it's getting worse.
So it's like erotica, we'll call it, right? So at the minute, they're all just, heavy rubbing and petting, and there's a bit of panting and all the whole
like a little petting zoo.
Yeah.
And then you get to the.
Right? Yeah. So then it was all like real sensual, slow music. And then all I hear is, ay, 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 ay! And this mad bastard backflips out from the side of the stage. She's about 59 years of age. She's a load of frills all over. She's wearing one of them Cinco de Mayo poxy costumes. Right, and with that, the skirt gets whipped off. There's not a lick of a knicker on this woman. Whoever JJ is out barking at everybody, right? I swear to God. I said, oh my God, this mad bastard, she's there pulling everybody out of the crowd. I said, what's this one at, right? She gets about three young ones and two young fellas. All of them look petrified. One of them stoned out of his mind. He's licking the floor and all the whole lot, right? I swear to God. And out of nowhere, right, she gets this big basket of bananas.
What?
Where do you think she put the bananas on?
Up our arse.
No. She peels it, puts it in her Mary and makes them eat the banana out of her vagina.
No.
I promise you now.
Full of potassium.
And at the whole time, she's having the time of her life. I've never seen someone enjoy themselves as much. I swear to God.
I'm sweating, lads.
And do you know what the gas part is? There's bouncers all over the shop. And do you know they're just like looking at their wrist, looking at
like
the time
normal.
And just like nosing about the place and all the whole lot like proper being like, what am I going to do after work? What do you mean? There is a woman on stage with fruit in her Mary getting innocent people to eat it. I just...
Oh, normal people?
Normal innocent people out
like
the crowd, John, like me.
Eating the potassium out of our muffin?
Yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't get a cramp anyway.
Surely not. But this is what I'm saying. That's regular life over here. And then another thing that I found absolutely bizarre. Now, this was from a friend of mine. They told me and something got to do with me. Do you know how difficult it is to get a morning after pill in Amsterdam on a Sunday morning? There's about two chemists in the whole vicinity. It's not a possible thing to do. That's just advice for anybody going over from a friend of
just
mine.
Just bring yours in case.
Absolutely go to the D-Doc before you go because you're getting that.
You actually probably won't even remember.
Oh my God, there's condoms to be banned over there as well. There's just sex shops. My God, there was a big fist, John, in one of the shops. And I mean a big docker yoke from fist to elbow. And I just seen a little man, a little winchy tiny man, Sean. And he went in and he bought that for him. And I don't want to know what he did with it.
No.
He did.
He probably has a like... an amputee. He's probably he's like, going to go rubber this week. Focus.
Sean, the forearm was the length of him. God love him. And the innocence of him. I said, it's always yours. It's always poxy yours.
I can't even get... No, not even...
Don't! No. Sean! Oh my God, I'm really upset over what was about to come out of your mouth.
What was I going
to
say?
You were going to say, I don't know what I can fit up there.
No, I didn't. I said I can't even get a finger up there. It's been that long, Carly. Come on, the fuck. How long has it been?
The bowled hole is a no-go for me. You're not getting in there. Things aren't supposed to go up it. It's only supposed to come over, Sean.
Well, he has fucking other plans anyway.
Well, he did, but I fucking don't. Let me tell you, if somebody... don't!
No, that thing was like Mrs. Incredible where a slinky arm... Yeah. You got a fist. You got a forearm.
Oh my God, Sean. No, I'm not being funny. There's nothing fitting up there. I am so sorry.
Stop.
Why are people so confident pressing it like a button and away? Don't fucking...
Like a lift close.
An emergency entrance, no? Have you ever had one of them?
Well, I don't have... And I don't have the other one, so I can't just be like...
Oh, well, you've never experienced it. Well, I'm happy for you anyway. Because let me fucking tell you, rock your world.
I think I'd prefer it, like, to have both. Be better. Two holes and a goal.
Yeah, I'm going to have to tell the Cancun story. Seeing as we're on the holiday bus, will you just tell the Cancun story, please?
Lads, I don't really have an easy life. God love me. Right, let's get into it. So, we had connecting flights from...
Dublin?
Yeah, that's where we went
you
from.
You live, yeah.
Dublin to Toronto, from Toronto to Cancun. Anywho, right? And anywho, there we were getting on the plane. And I'm not joking. I think I have sleep apnea like me dad. I was sitting there for 5 minutes and I was like, very tired now. Very tired, me. Love a nap. So I was like, right, grand. This flight was 5 or 6 hours.
Did you have to do immigration through the airport to go to Toronto?
I couldn't tell you. I can't remember.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
Anywho, right. So there we were on the plane and I was like, oh, they're fixing something. And I was sitting beside, was it beside Sarah? I think, anywho. Did you say anywho? So there we are on the plane. So I fell asleep and I woke up and I was like, grand fucking job. Dribble all over me. And I looked outside and I was like, we fucking landed. No. I was asleep for 3 hours. I woke up and we were still in fucking Dublin. 3 hours later, there's something wrong with the left phalange. And no, lads, this is awful because our connecting flight was like if we didn't leave at the 3-hour mark, we weren't making it. Everyone missed all the connecting flights. We were stuck in Toronto for overnight in the blizzards of snow. And you know what their snow was like? Now, bear in mind, Keir Burke was the only one properly dressed for the sun. She had bicycle shorts on and just a t-shirt.
And that's a change, because all that woman's wears is sweaters and knitwear. Literally. It's all she wears.
High to summer, she comes, and she's a chef, right? And she comes out and she's like, don't even fucking start. It's all I had in the kitchen, and it's a proper
polar neck. No, fluffy polar neck.
Fluffy, and she'd be sweating to beat the band. But that's all she had on. We were there for fucking ages. It took us an hour and a half outside in the blizzard of snow. We couldn't move because there was a queue to get there. Eventually got to fucking Mexico anyway, and then you're not supposed to leave the resort, and that's fine. But we had in the maps that we were going to some shopping centre, and we were like, right, so someone had, I think it was Emma. Emma had it on, but she had it on drive, so it was like 4 minute, 5 minute drive, but it was really a 25 minute walk.
Right.
So we were walking, I was like, the fuck? And she was like, oh, she was like, Bollocks, right? We're in the middle of a fucking thunderstorm, people beeping at us, floods everywhere, people like honking at us.
Do
like,
you know how dangerous it is? No, to I walk know.
And we are 15 minutes outside of the resort.
No.
People going past and pick up trucks and whatnot. So there we were, and this bus just pulls in. He's like, get on, lose the shit. And he's like, you're not supposed to be leaving and all. No, it was just like, I was like, we're literally about to get traffic. So
oh, you just get shot in the face, wanted you know?
Why can't I just go away and just have a good time? Or else that time when I was in Grand Can and I was pissy Polly, and I went into a toilet that I paid a tenner for. That wasn't a toilet, it was actually a glory hole place for all the men to touch and grope you. And this is in Grand Can, and it was pitch black and my phone was on 1%, so I was running and it was like a toilet door. So I was like, oh, ready, and closed the door, and I was like, turned around, there was a bed there, and all to see was a little sausage coming through the hole. I was like,
you were in there on accident, were
no,
you?
No, I came back out 2 minutes later screaming, crying. My flashlight went off. It was like a fucking dark house. You know when you run into the fucking the mirror. What's that, like a mirror?
The mirror room, like Wonderland.
Like a mirror room. But I went the opposite way, and I was like, no, bouncing off the walls. And he's like, come back. I was like, no, out the door. Out the door. You know when you hoosh out in a haunted house and your little thing and the doors go vroom. That's what I was like. And he's like, okay. So he gave me back my 10 hours. I was screaming, crying. Katie Kenny was looking for her
I
phone.
Loved the way in all awful. The chaos. No, you got your tenner back.
Got me, very porny.
Look at Sean ringing. Hello there. I just went into a glory hole last night by accident. Could I just... I actually ended up with food poisoning. Can I just get me tenner back, please? I actually have very calm experiences when I'm away.
Because you don't need a room, Anne Frank. Oh. Carly's the kind of girl that's like, yeah, where are we going on Saturday? And then Saturday comes, she's like, oh, very tired now. Wouldn't be leaving the room,
me
now.
I'm very exhausted, John. I don't know, but I've had a very hard life, love. I'm bollocksed. Bollocksed. So that is all we have for you this week, lads. We have covered more than I thought we would, but...
We're fucking starving. So starving, off lads. We pop.
Yeah, I'm actually getting delirious. I'm here trying to like calm my sentence in. I don't know what I'm saying.
I was saying about 5 Hail Marys. I could really... go on.
Yeah, having a very hard time. So basically, when we are allowed interactages and yous know that we are going to be doing this, we will be getting topics of yous and things that yous want us to talk about, and we're also going to be having guests on. So when yous do know we exist, hit us up with all your ideas.
We haven't a clue when that's going to happen, but whenever that does...
When it does!
We will have a question box up for yous, okay? So you can help us out.
See yous after, lads.
Fuck. See yous after, lads.
Why have I got a big, huge Mickey? I'm fucking
right, see yous, love yous. Bye.
Bye.